Welcome to AI at Work, a podcast which is part of the Tech Talks network. And in this podcast, we're going to venture into the transformative influence of artificial intelligence inside the workplace. And our discussions will focus on both the remarkable breakthroughs, but also the complex challenges of integrating AI into our everyday business functions and workflows. My guest, Mo, is going to break down what makes this wave different from all the others, from reasoning and planning to collaborating like a true team member. I will also unpack how Sitecore is applying agentic AI to reshape marketing, whether that be from hyper-personalized customer journeys to freeing marketers from that drudge of project admin, so they instead can focus on the creative tasks. And Mo is also going to lift the lid on Sitecore's AI Innovation Lab, a joint innovation with Microsoft, and also explain why co-innovation with real customers, how that is key to building AI that works in the real world, not just those hyped up headlines on our newsfeed. So as agentic AI has officially gone mainstream, I'm going to ask, are we ready for AI that doesn't just assist, but actively contributes? But before I get today's guest on, I want to give a quick shout out to Careerist, who are the sponsor of Tech Talks Network this month and all 8 shows that we have here. And it's a message that I'm passionate about. So if you've been thinking, I want to work in tech, but I don't know how to code, then this is for you, because Careerist has built up one of the most accessible paths into tech. Their software QA engineering bootcamp is a great example, because in just 4 months, you'll get live training from experts at Google and Meta, not to mention hands-on practice and even a real remote internship to put on your resume. Plus, you'll work one-on-one with a career coach who will make sure that you're job ready. And here's the best part. QA is in huge demand right now. There are 37,000 plus open roles in the US alone, and average starting salaries go up to over $105,000. Now, Careerist graduates are already working at companies all across the country, and if you don't land a job within a year, you even get your money back. That's how confident they are. But seats for the next cohort close very soon, so please check the link in the episode description and see if Careerist is your launchpad into a tech career. But enough from me. It's time for me to officially introduce you to Mo now. So thank you for joining me on the podcast today. Can you tell everyone listening a little about who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm Mo Sharif. I'm the Vice President of AI Innovation at Sitecore. So I do the fun stuff these days, at least. I've been working for the past 20 years focusing on digital experience and data science and how they can kind of interconnect together. I'm based off Connecticut in the USA, and I've been working all over the place. Like, I've worked in North America, I've worked in the Middle East, I've worked everywhere really in Europe for a while. And what my passion is really how digital experience and AI can help bridge gaps for marketers and for their end customers as well. And it's something that's really, really exciting to me.
Well, thank you for joining me on the podcast today. So much I want to talk with you about. Like you said, you work with all the cool stuff, especially now. And it amazes me how quickly this space moves, because last year, Gartner said agentic AI is going to dominate 2025. And a lot of people were scratching their heads thinking, what even is agentic AI? Fast forward 6 months, it's all anyone's talking about. And now we're mid-2025, people are starting to say it's not even experimentation now. People are implementing. It's happening in real time. So agentic AI is reshaping business operations, but what makes this year such a pivotal moment for its adoption, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, right? Like, I think we've seen last year where a lot of organizations moved past that idea of experimentation and started doing like pilots with AI, proof of concept, started really using AI, and they started realizing that a lot of the ways they're using AI is more around automation than anything more than that. And that isn't really transformative. Yes, it saves hours, but so did automation since we've done it 20 years ago. And what really is the game changer when it comes to generative AI is moving beyond that task automation into where AI can start reasoning, can start planning, and even collaborate among different AI agents. And I think that's what is really exciting when it comes to agentic AI. For me, the definition of agentic AI is AI that can self-reason, self-plan, and collaborate with other agents as well. And we're seeing things like the A2A protocol that Google announced and Microsoft is part of now, where it's agent-to-agent communication and discovery. And I think that's why this year is a turning point, because we're seeing this huge investment into how can we move from automation to really transformative experiences with AI.
And I think when we talk about AI, it's almost like an umbrella term for so many different areas of technology and so many different models, etc. So just to make sure we don't leave anyone behind here, how do you see agentic AI differing from other traditional AI models? And what are those unique capabilities that make it this game changer for businesses that we keep seeing in our news feeds?
Yeah. So first thing, traditional AI models are really, really great at narrow tasks. They're great at doing things like classification, prediction, even generating content, but they always operate in silos. When it comes to agentic AI, it's really about how do we introduce autonomy, where again, AI that can self-reason, self-plan, and really take a goal and figure out the best path to achieve that goal. And that's where the transformative piece is, because historically, you had to have a big enough value proposition to build a model, an AI model, to solve that problem for you. So things like we've heard it in financial sector, for example, being able to see churning customers, being able to see high propensity and so on and so forth. These were very costly, so it made sense to use AI models that are very narrow to solve these problems. However, with generative AI and with agentic AI, you can achieve so much more without that extra cost, and it can be more generalized because you have these agents that are specialized that can collaborate with one another. Think of it as how human teams work as well.
And if we zoom into one particular area, let's take marketing, for example. AI-driven personalization is becoming more and more sophisticated. So if we were to pick that out from the crowd, how do you see agentic AI enhancing customer engagement across so many different touch points?
Yeah, so the first piece of it is, of course, discovery, right? Like we're seeing this shift from people going into search and then going into your website to buy to ChatGPT now has a product showcasing directly into the chat. eBay just announced their AI agent that you can just buy from, and so on and so forth. So there's this shift that people, as they're purchasing something, they want a very personalized and relevant experience. And discovery to convergence is no longer this long-term journey where it goes to your website and then ultimately, you go through the funnel. It can just be in one single chat, from I'm thinking of this to I just bought it, all within one single chat thread, ultimately. So with that, the way we personalize will become completely new, right? Because now we need to be able to, in real time, hyper-personalize and get the right relevant request for the user, and not just based on specific, I want to say, triggers or a specific segmentation, but it's more on all the chat history they've had with a chatbot, for instance. So we need to maintain all that context, and we need to understand that context to be able to really personalize very, very well to them in this hyper-personalized experience that agentic AI brings.
And when we talk about things like automation, it often sparks concerns around job displacement. There's been a lot of stories on our news feeds, from Klarna to the CEO of Fiverr more recently. And I would argue that there's more of a chance that it actually lowers the barrier to creativity. You no longer automatically need to know the Adobe product suite inside out and have an expensive subscription. There's vibe coding as well now, so anyone can get those ideas out their head. But I'm curious, from your side of things, how do you see agentic AI complementing human creativity rather than replacing it?
Yeah, I think we've always had to do more with less, right? Like AI is there to help us rather than replace us. I think agentic AI and AI in general don't really replace creativity. It just removes blockers to it. So when I think about it, I think about a number of things. One, we no longer as humans need to do the grunt work. We can assign it to AI to do. I always think about stories where librarians had to manually tag each and every digital asset, for example. Today, AI can do that so that they can focus on taxonomy and focus on really finding this unique value in how to surface their digital assets. When we think about campaigns, marketing campaigns, the storytelling piece, the campaign brief, and being able to tell this unique story is something that is very human-centric because you need to have that emotional connection that we do so well. But AI can do a lot of the work that you necessarily did not want to do. When I look at campaigns, and especially when I worked in agencies, a lot of it was about project management rather than the creative side. And marketers love the creative side, not the process of it having the approval take 3 weeks and having to go through this huge project plan in your CMP. So I think generative AI and AI and agentic AI is going to transform the way we move from this marketing teams being buried in project management tools to really take all that work off their plate so that they can focus on that 20% that really delivers the right results and drives value, and then they can focus on strategy, storytelling, and innovation.
And as I said at the very beginning of our conversation, we're now beginning to see businesses move from adoption to implementing agentic AI. And you probably get to speak to a lot of these organizations. So what kind of challenges are you seeing those organizations face when they are integrating agentic AI into their workflows? And how can they overcome them? I suspect you've seen a lot this year.
Oh, yeah. So I think I always talk about three things that ultimately differentiate between someone who's successful with agentic AI versus someone who's not as successful. The first one is context. AI relies on data, and generative AI is no different. We just now call it, instead of data in your data model, we call it context in your LLM model. And context becomes very, very critical. So being able to have the right information showing to the AI model is super critical. And to do that, you as an organization need to be organized. You need to be able to really differentiate, know where your brand guidelines live, your content. You need to have a content hub or a content library that ultimately has your factual information that represents your brand, that represents how your brand interacts with different audiences, what your products are and how they are targeting different audiences. All that information needs to live somewhere so AI can ingest it and understand it. The second piece of it is changing the mindset. I think there is a huge change management when it comes to AI because it's no longer about, I like to say, sprinkling AI dust by adding these bits and pieces of AI features. It's, we really need to rethink it as AI being co-workers. So instead of really trying to bolt it into our legacy workflows, we really need to rethink these workflows completely in this AI-driven era. And thirdly, clearer governance. So we need to define that who governs these AI agents. Think of them as team members. So you need to have a manager for them. And that manager is accountable for the work they do, is accountable for teaching them. We need to have that as part of the ecosystem for it to be successful.
Absolutely love that. And AI-generated customer interactions, they're also becoming more advanced. And thankfully, may I add, we've all seen enough of those frustrating experiences on the old way of doing things. So how can businesses better strike the right balance between automation and maintaining that human touch? We've all been chatting to a chatbot at some stage and they just cannot communicate or understand the unique problem that we have that isn't on that particular script. So how can we get that right balance, do you think?
I think it's all, like, I always talk about the brief, the campaign brief, the marketing brief, the content brief, whatever brief it may be, is your storytelling, right? So it has to have, it needs to be designed with the empathy guided by human insight. And then AI can create the derivatives and create different variations of it with human oversight. And I think that human and AI collaboration becomes critical in this. So I might start by having AI draft my initial campaign brief, but then I need to put the storytelling aspects, the empathy, and my human insights into it. Then AI can then go and create different pieces of content from it. Again, grounded by my brief, grounded by my brand, all that context that we talked about, but again, with human oversight so that I make sure it really does meet what I want to present my company as or my brand as.
And as you said at the very beginning of our conversation, you're working at Sitecore. You're doing all the cool stuff there. And they have been a leader in digital experience innovation for many years now. So how is the company now leveraging agentic AI to drive things like efficiencies and enhance customer experiences and bring to life all these different areas that we're talking about here?
Yeah. So one of the things we've announced when we announced our AI vision and Stream AI was that we look at AI with three main pillars: what we call brand aware AI, our co-pilots and agents, and then our agentic orchestration. And what we really mean by that is brand aware AI is that context. How do we make all the knowledge that AI needs to have be easily accessible for AI, so AI can tap into the right knowledge and retrieve the right information? Two, having agents that actually achieve goals. It's not just about creating AI skills and calling them agents. So it's not about, oh, I'm going to create an agent that does translation. We've had translation with AI for, I can't remember how many years, but for probably my whole lifetime. But agents are about this ability for it to take a goal and ultimately achieve the results from that goal by reasoning and planning. And then it becomes critical to have that human and AI collaboration. And this is where that agentic workflow comes into play. So we're really rethinking what the content lifecycle looks like, how you do planning. So really moving it away from a project management tool and the bureaucracies around that into how human and AI can co-collaborate in this new era. And this is how we've built Sitecore to be AI ready, and our composable stack and our ecosystem to be AI ready.
And I think in the last 12 months, we've gone from FOMO to experimentation to adoption and integration of agentic AI. And this speed of change continues to ramp up. And I'm going to ask you to dare to look a little more into the future. How do you see agentic AI continue to evolving? And what is that long-term impact that it will have on not just businesses, but consumers too?
I think it's just going to be part of our everyday. So it's going to be part of our operating model. So we no longer think about AI agents as, again, this sprinkling AI dust, but we think about them as part of the team. I like to give this example with my team internally, where today every single company uses external agencies to do some of the work, right? You outsource some of that work to external agencies that can do parts of the work, and part of it you trust for them to completely handle, and other parts you want to have review, and other parts you want to be more involved. And I think this is how human and AI is going to work in the workplace, where you're ultimately relying on these agents and teams of agents as part of your organization. When it comes to end customer and end consumer, I foresee everyone having their own personal AI assistant that communicates with other assistants. One of the really interesting things when Google announced the agent-to-agent protocol is agent discovery. So I foresee a day where when I search, and probably it's not going to be search as in Google search, it's going to be more on a chatbot. When I search, rather than bringing me the results, it brings me the right agent that can fulfill the ask I've asked it for. And again, this is something we want to enable our customers to be able to do as well, by enabling them to have the right context, the right reasoning models to enable that for their products and ecosystems when they're ready.
And I think when it comes to the speed of technological change, it caused a knock-on effect and a real pressure of each and every one of us to be in a state of continuous learning. So as someone that is leading the way, you must feel this pressure more than most. So where or how do you self-educate? Any tips there?
So I have my own AI agent that consolidates data for me. So I've built ultimately an AI agent that collects data from the market about what I'm interested in. So it's really my personal assistant that gives me on a daily basis, kind of what is key happening in the market when it comes to digital experience, when it comes to latest and greatest around AI and generative AI, and of course, agentic AI. So that's one piece of it where I kind of see the future by trying to create it. So I wanted to have that agent that can do that for me. The second thing is collaboration. I love meeting with customers, with partners, with the market in general, through hackathons, through actual customer meetings, and getting to know what they see, because gathering that information through a community-driven experience is the best way to get a lot, suck a lot all in as well.
Yeah, I love it. And before I let you go, something I wanted to bring up, because we're talking about continuous learning, and I think for all businesses, there is that pressure to get things out quicker, to innovate. And also, there's a big focus on ROI of every single tech project out there. So much pressure. And one of the things that caught my eye before you came on the podcast today was that Sitecore had launched MarTech Industry's first AI innovation lab to fast-track marketers' AI journey. Incredibly fascinating, especially because it was created in collaboration with Microsoft and exploring prototype and validating AI-driven solutions for content experience and allowing businesses to stay ahead of the curve. So is there anything you can tell me about that? Especially it'll be valuable to business leaders listening too.
Oh yeah, 100%. So this is actually one of the things I'm personally very excited about, is the AI Innovation Lab, because one of the learnings as we've gone through our AI transformation journey was that the best way to do it is to do it with our customers, to co-innovate with our customers, because AI can do just so much, but it's important to do the right thing and to do it the right way. I always talk about the Maya principle, most advanced yet acceptable. And this is something that helps us gauge that as well, where yes, autonomous AI can do a lot of things, but marketers don't want fully autonomous AI. They want that to be part of the loop. And these learnings we could only get by collaborating with our customers and seeing where they are and helping them move to the future. So that's one piece of it. The second piece is actually learning from it. So we started, before we even announced the AI Innovation Lab, we started our AI journey working with customers. One of them was Nestle, where we worked together on our brand assistant, which is now part of our product ecosystem and part of Stream. But we learned so much from that, and we started doing the same thing with other customers, and we're learning so much from it. And that's why we wanted to formalize it with Microsoft as a key driver that we're working very closely with.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me today. So much gold in your answers there. It's great hearing about the cool stuff that you're working on. And for people listening, maybe they want to dig a little bit deeper on any topic that we covered, and also explore the Sitecore's AI Innovation Lab, anything that they want to find out about that as well. Where would you like to point everyone listening?
Yeah, I would say you can definitely find me on LinkedIn. Just search for Mo Sharif, Sharif with a C, so C-H-E-R-I-F, or visit Sitecore.com, and you can learn about how we're transforming digital experience with AI, but also you can actually subscribe to the Innovation Lab and be part of it as well.
Awesome. Well, I'll add links to everything there. And as I said, we covered a lot today, from the unstoppable growth of AI, agentic AI's role in marketing, boosting efficiency and creativity. But again, the most important message is keeping the human in the loop, freeing up human workers to focus on more strategic, creative and high value activities. So thank you for talking about this today in a language everyone can understand. I'd urge people to check out the links we'll post in the show notes. But thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. This was very nice. Thank you so much.
As Mo made clear today, agentic AI is less about automation and more about delegation. It's not a tool, it's a teammate. But to make that work, companies need structure, context, and the right mindset. And AI agents, they can only succeed when they're managed, trained, and trusted, just like any member of your team. But Sitecore's approach shows what it looks like in practice, and that AI that understands brand context, acts on goals, and works in tandem with humans, keeping those humans in the loop to deliver better outcomes, that is where the magic happens. So whether you are leading marketing or digital transformation, this seems to be the direction things are heading. So how are you preparing for AI agents inside your business? Let me know as always, techblogwriter@outlook.com. X, LinkedIn, Instagram, just at Neil C. Hughes. But that's it for today. So thank you as always. Hit refresh on your podcast feed and I will be there, whether it be Tech Talks Daily or one of my other shows on the Tech Talks Network. There's something there for you. So I'll speak with you all again very soon. Bye for now.